Insight into the Gadol Rabbi Yisai, Tov Shin Samach Tes. Still time for us to make it to Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. We had a speaker here today in the Kollel from Bnei Brak. Never heard somebody from Bnei Brak say that Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be in Yerushalayim. Because they also want to be in Yerushalayim. Just because they're in Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean anything. They also want to get to Yerushalayim. Okay. Insights into the Gadol, we're going to begin like this. In the Mishnah Brura, which is Chelik Hei, Ve'ilchus Pesach, unlike all other halachas of Yontif or even Shabbos, Simen Tov Chof Tes has a halacha, U'minig Liknoi Schitim L'chalkon L'aniyim L'tzorech Pesach. The minig in Klal Yisrael is, which nobody does anymore, is to buy wheat. To buy wheat. Most of us wouldn't even know what wheat looked like if it hit us over the head. But the minig in Klal Yisrael is to buy wheat. To buy wheat. That minig historically changed, so to speak, and was upgraded to flour. To flour. And now, nobody buys flour. I doubt there's a person in this room who ever owned Kosher LePesach flour. Kosher LePesach flour is not sold. It's only in matzah bakeries. People in their homes who eat gebrucks may have matzah mel consistency, that's something that looks like flour, but there's no flour. Flour is not sold. Okay, then we upgrade it, so we no longer give anybody wheat, we don't give anybody flour. Only thing we give people is matzah. Matzah and yayin, matzah yayin and money, matzah yayin and vegetables, matzah yayin and chicken and meats or whatever. Nobody's given anybody, but it's called mo'oschitim. It's called mo'oschitim. Mo'oschitim means money for wheat. That's what it's called. As long as he puts it on mute. Tell him to mute it and he can put it up here. Mo'oschitim. Mo'oschitim means money for wheat. Okay, now, says the Mishnah Brura, like this. Hine yadua, she'eni aniyim nesuais l'zeh. The aniyim are looking forward to this. U'kishahem yisharu b'doichik u'berei avoin. And when they are left over b'doichik u'berei avoin, when they are left over b'doichik u'berei avoin, v'yalim ayin b'zeh. Yedua. Yedua. It's known. Gemara and Tainis. It's a terrible thing that there should be Jews who have, and other Jews who are left over, forgotten. The B'deichik and B'ravan. Okay, now. So this year, for the first time, I looked at the Sharetzion. Sharetzion says, I've seen the Sharetzion before, I never noticed it. Sharetzion said like this. V'yev should be some shumzeh tiktu kad moineinu b'pesach. The previous generations were Mesakin on Pesach. Yoisa Misharigol. Now, first of all, it's a kasha. There's no such thing as Moschitim by Sukkos. Sukkos is a 9-day Yontif in Chutzlaretz. A lot of expenses also for Sukkos. Maybe it's not as expensive as Pesach, but it's expensive. No such thing. Roshana and Kip, Roshana and Shuas Upgeret, no such thing. So why is it that by Pesach? Shuas Man Cheris. Because it's Man Cheris. The Yoishin Mesubin, we sit by Seva. Because echad hu ubeisai, every person hu ubeisai bereiv simcha. They're sitting bereiv simcha. Ain ze kovid l'Hashem shaniyim yu oz reivim utzmeim. It's not kovid l'Hashem that on Seder night here are these people sitting with a beautiful table, matzahs, beautiful furniture, laced pillowcases to do our seva, and next door they're sitting there aniyim. So ain't there kavod Hashem that these people are besimcha and these people are even, they're hungry and tzmeim and thirsty. So I have a shiloh. I asked this shiloh a few weeks ago when I started getting into Hilchos Pesach, and I noticed the Sharetzion. What does the Sharetzion mean, ain't there kavod Hashem? What does kavod Hashem mean? What is Hashem doing here? Ain't there kavod? It's not kavod for the Yaniyim. Not kavod. What does it mean it's not kavod Hashem? What is Hashem of doing anything? We're made in God's image, that's true, Mr. Kossoff. I thank you very much for that comment. But the words of the Sharetzion of Ein Zeh Kovod Hashem seem to indicate that something else is going on here, a little bit more than that. So I want to know what's going on. Who? Ein Ben Choren. Good. That could also be. Could also be. So what's going on here, Lamaisa? Okay. So I would like to take this kasha through the evening as we go through the Haggadah. Now, for some reason, this kasha hit me first this month. As a result, I started thinking about many things. But the first thing I thought about was Holach Manya. Okay, Holach Manya. Now, I know some people may not have gone through the Haggadah yet, which is quite understandable. But let's get our bearings straight over here, so we get what's going on in the Haggadah. Okay, what's the Haggadah do? How do we start off the Haggadah? Anybody remember how the Haggadah starts? What's the first thing we do? The Simonim, right? That's true. First thing we do is the Simonim. Kadesh Urachatz, we sing the Simonim. Then we make Kiddush. Kiddush. Say all the brachas for Kiddush, we make Kiddush. Gevaldik. Okay, now, I'm going to give you a aura, which I might mention Shabbos HaGadol yet, I'm not sure. But can you imagine someone who has never been exposed to a religious family in his life? And Hanukkah time, if something happened, whatever, the Kaisel, the Adash Yeshurin, Eretz Yisrael, America, and he started going to people's houses to eat. And for 4 or 5 months before Pesach, he ate every other Shabbos, and every other Leil Shabbos he ate in somebody's house. So, Leil Pesach, he's also invited. The Seder, he hears a lot about the Seder, he comes to the Seder. So they make Kiddush. No, God's fine, everything's the same so far, right? They make Kiddush. So the Kiddush is a little different. Some he can be soluble at. Then, all of a sudden, before they make Kiddush, after they make Kiddush, I mean you wash. Okay, not bad so far. Except that nobody makes a bracha. And on the table, no chalas. What do you make? Hadamah. Hadamah. I once went to an Adam Gadol's house with my brother for Leil Shabbos. Adam Gadol Mamish. I'm not going to tell you who it was. And he got a drop confused. And after washing, the table was set and there were grapefruits for the first course, like half grapefruits, you know, cut up. So he made a burger face and started eating the grapefruit. So my brother looks at me, and I look at my brother, and we're like, you know, what should we do? So I finally said, maybe we should, you know, the Tila Shadayim. He forgot. Okay, but this is not forgetting. Everybody washes, no bracha, and eats a piece of whatever you eat, lettuce, potato, whatever your minig is. What's going on? Okay, fine. No chalas, right? No chalas. We'll talk about this Bez Hashem on Shabbos HaGadol. But look at this. Holach man. Yachol avasana b'yahar de Mitzrayim. So we'll take this person, we'll carry him through the Seder with us, okay? I want to ask you, your minig, I found so far 5 or 6 men hugging. What's the minig with holach man? What do you do? What have we done so far? We made Kiddush, we did Kadesh, Urachatz, and then we did Yachatz. What did we do with Yachatz? It broke the middle matzah. By this time, this person should have at least, if it's a semi-intelligent person, he got at least 5 shilas going on over here. What in the world is happening here tonight? Where's the challahs? No challahs. Matzahs. Fine. Break the matzah in half. Nobody eats. We lost our minds, right? Okay, so it's Yachatz. Fine. Now it's Holach Manya. Now what do you do by Holach Manya? You lift up what? I saw one minig is, you don't lift up anything. Just uncover the matzahs. So another meaning is, you lift up the entire korah with everything on it. I don't have one of these korahs. Some people have a fancy korah that has the matzahs underneath it. Everything on top. 3 tiers. Lift up the whole thing. Some people have a meaning they take off the zroya and the beya. Some people only lift the matzahs. My minig, I found Baruch Hashem on Golem and Hagim. You know, as I said many times, nobody can tell me this is what most people in Kol Yisrael do, because nobody's been to most people in Kol Yisrael for a Seder. Seder's, you know, you've been to 2 or 3 star in your life if you're somebody's invited out, or maybe at 5, maybe 10. Nobody has a right to say this is what Reva Kol Yisrael does. Nobody has any idea what Reva Kol Yisrael does. Anyways, what's the minig? At least in my house, the minig is lift up the half of matzah that was not hidden for afikoyim. That's what you lift up. Hold it up in the air, lift up the matzah. Lift up the matzah. Okay. Then, some people have a minig. Actually, this happens beforehand. I adopted this minig. My father, Shalom, did not do this. I take the matzah that's broken for the afikoyman and put it in the afikoyman bag, and then I march out of the house. I march out of the house, we're leaving Mitzrayim. Such a minig to put on your shoulder, leaving Mitzrayim, which really is confusing because we haven't left Mitzrayim yet, right? We're still in Mitzrayim as far as the chronological order is concerned. Fine. Okay, good. Now, so lift up that half a matzah. That's my minig. Then we start. Holach manya, the acholah of asano biyard Mitzrayim. What? This is the bread. This is the bread of anya. Holach anya. What's anya translated usually is bread of affliction. The bread of affliction. Oy, oy, oy. That's what avodim eat. Avodim eat the bread of affliction. You know the difference between matzah, Rabbi Yisai? Between matzah and challah. Matzah and chametz. You know the difference? I said it Sunday morning in the women's year. I saw it this year for the first time, the way it was presented. Never thought of it before. You know the difference is between matzah and chametz? Hot ear. Chametz is full of hot ear. Matzah is not. It's gewaldic. You take a piece of bread, put it on a table, take a piece of matzah, put it on a table, leave it there for 2 weeks and come back. What do you got? Moldy, hard, inedible bread. What's the matzah? Fine, same as you left it. Unbelievable thing. Hot ear, gaiva. Gaiva destroys. Kinna, taivan, kovin, matzinas, adam, and oilam, gaiva. Holach manya, aniyim eat matzah. They don't have any time. They can't afford to heat up the bread. They can't afford the yeast. They can't afford to make it rise. They can't afford it, and they can't afford to let their bread spoil. And if you have a bread, when you have hard bread that's stale, you can eat less and feel fuller. Holach manya. The achol of a son of Yadav Mitzrayim. Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. What does that mean? What does it mean? Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Please explain it to me. What does it mean? What do the words mean? No, five words. Four words. Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. No, what does it mean? Anyone who what? Who's hungry? Yesei v'yechol, come and eat. Manish tana laila zeh mikol aleilois. How can we only invite people tonight, not every other night? Why don't you do it every single time you sit down to eat? So guess what? There is a meaning like that in Klal Yisrael. Every meal, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Okay, I never heard of that minig. But there is such a minig. But most, I would say over here, most people, Mestama, do not do this. What do most people do? Only Leil Seder. Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol when? Leil Seder. Leil Seder, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Gevald. Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Okay, now, so manishtana Leil Seder, we call her siddorim, we call her si'udos. That's number one. Number two, you know that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Tov Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Yud Beis in the Shaar Tzion, that there's a mila to have an oni at your Seder. There's a mila to have an oni at your Seder. You know why? To fulfill Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yechol. Siman Tov Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Yud Beis, he doesn't quote too often the Zohar. Doesn't quote the Zohar too often. The belav ochi mevuah b'kav asvarim b'shem azoyar hakodesh the mitzvah lahazman ayreach oni v'chag ufrat bePesach shem mikol echad kol dichvin yesei v'yecho kol dichvin yesei v'yecho. Unbelievable. Who says the words kol dichvin yesei v'yecho? Who says that you'll say the kol dichvin yesei v'yecho? Everybody. Yes, you're going to say everybody. Everybody, really, everybody. Your children have the rights to invite anybody to their house without asking you for permission? They often do. I would say in most homes, children might often do, but parents usually say, who are you inviting? Safe, it's my home. Most husbands usually ask their wife before they invite, but they have the right to really invite. Okay? Those are the easy questions. Hard question. Why are we inviting anybody into our home when the door is locked? Why are we inviting anybody into our home after we made Kiddush? Why is everybody inviting anybody into my home? It's my home. Who gave you permission to invite anybody into my home? Some people have a minig. I never heard of this before, but I was preparing for Shia, so I'm looking around. Some people have a minig that they open the door when they say Kol Dichvin. You do that? Yeah? You do that? Wow. Okay, I never heard of it before. Yeah, of course it's logical, but the whole thing is illogical. It's a bit late. Kol dichvin yaseh v'yechol. You know what should be said? In shul. Go to the bima and give a clap. Everybody in shul should say kol dichvin yaseh v'yechol. And mele, no one should be left in shul. That makes sense. That makes sense. Acha kiddush. Okay. Then, two more questions, and we'll start. What's question? Simon Tov Ayin Tes. Who benches at the Seder? So when you bench, if you have a Zimun, who benches? Who leads the benching? Who? The Balabayas. Every time you have a suit in your house, you bench? You give the Areach to bench. Areach is Mavarech, as I state in the Gemara. Seventh Perek of Maseches Brachas, the Areach is Mavarech. Why is the Areach Mavarech? Because since he received the Toiva from the Balabayas, so he will in turn bench or bless the Balabayas. I say it is presently in vogue. I say those words presently in vogue because when I gave Daf Yomi and Dalad Daf Shir on the seventh Perek in Brachas, the Yihiratzain, which all of the benches that are printed now, or most of the benches that are printed now have, those people who were a little older will remember that that Yihiratzain never appeared in the bencher pre-1980, for sure not. When I first got married, if people were very meticulous in their mitzvah observance and they came to my house and we had a mezumen, they would go to my shelf, take out a Gemara Brachas, open up to the page and say to Yerutzen from the Gemara. Yerutzen wasn't an adventure. Don't ask me why it wasn't in benches. Don't ask me why it got back to benches. I don't know. Some people say the Aracham and Yivarech is Balabayas used to take over. I have no idea what happened historically. One day I wanted to, I was fascinating to find that there's such a concept that it disappeared, it came back. But what's that Aracham on? Yiratzai, Yivarech Balabayas, Abracham and Balabas, who gives it? The person, I just was Nana from Yesuda, he just fed me a whole Suda, a Gavaldik, a Shabbos Suda, he took me into your house or during the week, where Yiratzai, I got to give you Yiratzai. Who benches Leil Seder? The Zakrub Daiv. The Balabayas benches Leil Seder. Why should the Balabayas bench Leil Seder? Zok Ramah. Says the Ramah. V'nagu shebalabayas mevarech b'yechaz amazim b'leil Pesach. Shenemar toiv ayin hu yevarech. A generous person makes the bracha. V'hu mikri toiv ayin. The Balabayas is called toiv ayin. Why is he called toiv ayin? Sh'omar kol dichvin yeisei b'yecho. Because back in the beginning of the Seder, he's the one who said Kol Dichvin. So since he was so generous and magnanimous and invited everybody into the Seder, he's the one who should bench. Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yech. Was I stating the Ramah? Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yech. So what does that mean? What's the generosity here? What does it mean? And finally, the last kasha, which is a kasha everybody has to ask. It's written in Aramaic. Why is it written in Aramaic? Why is it written in Hebrew? The whole Haggadah is in Hebrew. Why is the first paragraph over here in Aramaic? Even Kiddush was in Hebrew. The Simonim are in Hebrew. Everything's in Hebrew. Holachmanya is in Aramis. Why is it in Aramis? Some more people don't take you up on it. Yesh oimim fakirat. Some people say because when it was the Haggadah, the spoken language, the language in the street, so to speak, that was spoken was Aramis. That's why fakirat. The invitation was by Aramis. Okay, but Lamai said there's something going on. Okay. Simple answer. Three yomim tovim. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Keneged the Avos. Who's Pesach keneged? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's midah chesed orchim. So Meila Kol Dichvin, Avraham Avinu, the Schus of Avraham Avinu. So there are many taimim going on over here about this kol dich ben yesei v'yecho. Kol dich ben yesei v'yecho. Interesting reasons. So much going on. So much. Like everything else we do in Klal Yisrael. There's so much going on. Listen to this. Unbelievable. You know why we say kol dich ben yesei v'yecho? Because in the words kol dich ben yesei v'yecho, we also say kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. What's yesei v'yifsach mean? Come in what? Come in partake of the Korban Pesach. Kol dich ben yesei v'yecho, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. You know what this is? We started the Seder with a kina, from the word kinis. You know what we do? We started the Seder by remembering we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Tal de Gezach. Don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Zeichel l'Churban. Start of Zeichel l'Churban. Okay, fine. One. Two. This already will be very popular. It's already very, very, very popular. Listen to this. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh, who Omer Yisrael Lasek, he tells Klal Yisrael to do. And since on Leil Seder we do Kol Dichvin, Kadosh Baruch Hu also says Kol Dichvin. If we do it, it's because he told us to do it. And if he told us to do it, he does it. So what does it mean he does Kol Dichvin? Okay, you ready for this, Rabbi Sai? Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Sherov L'Dvar Hashem. Any Jew who would like to have a greater relationship in Ruchnius with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Muftach Loi Shiyamali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mish'al Loi Sov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites us, like we invite the Oni. We say Kol Dich Ben Yesei V'Yechol. He says Kol Dich Ben Yesei V'Yechol. You want to have a shaykhus with me? My door's open tonight. Ask me for what you want. Which those people who have been here before know that this is reminiscent of what? Kana Ben Shoyl. Kana Ben Shoyl, we said many times that many Mepharshim say that in the Haggadah, which is the Mishnah that says before you begin Manishtana, Kana Ben Shoyl in our house, we have silence, 30 seconds. Everybody concentrates and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever they want. 30 second silence. My children are already complaining that I take too long. I take much longer than 30. I got a lot of things to ask for. Kana Ben Shoyl. And now I can split it. I can start asking by Kol Dichvin already. Dichvin is for Ruchdius. Kana Ben Shoyl. Okay, say the night, powerful night, Rabbi Yisrael. Powerful night. How about this? I never saw this before. Write it down. Three schoolers here. I know, we're into auspicious times to be able to daven. Lechem oini. Lachma anyo. Lechem oini. What does Chazal say? Lechem sha'oinim olav dvarim harbi. It's bread upon which we say a lot of things because during the Seder, the matzah's on the table. We say holach ma'anya kol dich ben yesei v'yechol sheyazbia kol hara'evim v'yishlach lehem parnasosam. What a tefillah for this year. I never saw it before. Kol dich ben yesei v'yechol HaKadosh Baruch Hu should satiate all the people who are hungry and send them parnasa. Kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach sheyarachem Hashem oleinu. Shiyarachem Hashem Aleinu, because the word Pesach also means Chomel, as Rashi brings down a Chumash, it means to have Rachmanis. Okay. We're only doing Halach Manya so far. What does the Arizal say a Jew is supposed to do before he walks into Shul to Daven? As he's walking in to Daven, what's the Jew supposed to do? Anybody know what the Arizal says to do? Arizal. Put down Lahalacha. He says, as a Jew walks into Davin Shachris, he should say, I'm a kabbal upon myself the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reacha kamoich. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoich. Why? Because if I want to do a mitzvah bein adam l'makayim, the hainu, I want to daven to Hashem and ask Hashem to help me, then I also have to do a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveira. Zakhar Volba, when a person does the mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, and then he engages in the mitzvah bein adam l'makayim, it reaches an incredible level of shleimus. Shleimus. Says the Arizal, therefore we begin by saying kol dichvin. What does kol dichvin mean? care for every Jew. Kol dichven. V'yahav toriach kamoicha. Kol dichven. Kol dichven. Kol dichven. How does the first conversation go with Moshe Rabbeinu? V'nareinu u'vizkeneinu neilech. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisrael? It means we want to leave with everybody. And what does the pasuk say? What do we want in the Yontif? We want all of Klal Yisrael. Kol dichvin. Kol dichvin. Kol dichvin. Okay, so let's start, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's understand something. So what am I doing with my door closed? Let's understand. What are we doing? He answered and asked a number of kashas. Now tell me pshat. What's pashat pshat? What is a person doing when he says, "Kol dichvin yesev yechol"? It's after Kiddush and his door is closed. What is he doing? He's not inviting anybody in. Let's be serious here. Nobody's inviting anybody in. Nobody's hearing the invitation. What do you mean to say? The regular minig for Klal Yisrael, most people have a minig. The door's closed. If you open the door, nobody's going to hear it anyways. What are we doing? What are we doing by saying Kol dichvin? What do we mean to say? I'm a guest. I have no power to invite anybody. I'm not inviting anybody again because nobody can hear. What am I doing? I'm saying in a language nobody even understands. What am I doing? What am I doing? No, what am I doing? That's the shaila. What am I doing starting off to say the holach ma'anya the achol basar ba'avir sa'im kol dich ben yeis tevecha? What's meinach? What do I mean? It's an unbelievable thing. What do I mean? What do I mean? Answer is, I'm not talking to any Ani. There's no shaila about it. It's finished. Inviting Aniyim is over with. Inviting guests is over. I'm sitting in a 5-star hotel. Stop it. There's an Ani within 150 miles of the last foot of the hotel. Nothing here. I'm the only Jew in an island somewhere, and who knows where. What's the pshat? What's the answer? The answer is, without a shiloh, the posh pshat is that a person has to make a declaration, a proclamation to himself. I want to invite everybody. Or at least I want to attain a madrega that I want to invite everybody. Let's be honest with ourselves. We don't want to invite everybody. I mean, there might be a tzaddik here who doesn't mind inviting anybody to his or her tzeder. And if they are tzaddikim like that and that madrega, then you have to reveal yourself, because Klal Yisrael needs every tzaddik we can get. But the posh pshat, at least fart. Epis, something, a little, I should feel some type of achrayis, some type of relationship to Klal Yisrael. Kol dichvin. Kol dichvin. The Mele of the Ramah means that the Balabas has to bench. The Balabas has to bench if he meant what he said. I don't mean there's a litmus test here. If you didn't mean what you said, then give the benching to somebody else. But I mean that the Baal Boss, he meant it. Now, good. I grant you that the Chofetz Chaim says in the Shaar Tzion that everybody says Kol Dichvin. But if the Baal Boss meant what he said, if he meant what he said, and there's an Oni at the table, at least there's someone at the table who the people who are in charge of the Seder put themselves out to invite someone to the Seder who they didn't have to invite. Kol Dichvin. Kol Dichvin. Even parents who only have children at the Seder, if they pay the tickets to fly them in, they can also say Kol Dichvin. I didn't have to pay a ticket. You go pay your own ticket. I paid the ticket. It's like Kol Dichvin. Like Kol Dichvin. Also ungestrained. Somebody had to lay out the money. It's also, Okay, fine. Kol Dichvin. Kol Dichvin. Fine. Now, what's Aramis? What's Aramis? What is this, Aramis? This is a Paladik Azar. I said in Shul, my daughter, Rachelea, was Grada, the first one to tell it to me. We don't speak in Aramis when we daven. Only very few exceptions. Davening is Lashon HaKodesh. Why don't we speak in Aramis? Normally, I don't even know what this means. I'm going to say the words to you. I don't know what this means. You need somebody who's maybe Rabbi Raka, somebody who's involved, who knows. But the Malachim carry our tefillahs up to Shemayim. We don't daven to Malachim Chas V'Shalom. But the Malachim, they FedEx our tefillahs up to Shemayim. Something along those lines. But only if it's in Lashon HaKodesh. In Aramis, they have no Shaychus. They have no Shaychus. Aramis, they have no Shaychus. So what's going on? Do you remember the word Rabbi Yisai? Leil Shabbos, when a Jew goes home from Shul, who accompanies him? No? Two Malachim. Leil Sukkos, when a Jew goes home from Shul, who accompanies him? Ushbizim. At least if you're a Sardi or a Hasidish, if you're a Litvak, I don't know. If you don't say Ushbizim, I'm not sure. Right? Ushbizim. Ushbizim. Who accompanies a Jew home, Leil Seder? Who's in a Jew's home, Leil Seder? Not the Malachim, and not the Ushbizim. Who's there? Who? Elio. In the middle, maybe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani v'lo Malach. Ani v'lo Sarif. U'v'mayre Gadol Tzugil Shechina. The Raya is, and we start off at the beginning of the Seder, we want to acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. You know what we do? We speak in Aramis. Holach manyo, the achol of a son of Yared Mitzrayim. Okay, keep track, our rabbis are going to try to put everything together. Therefore, we begin dafka with Aramis. This Gilui Shechina. Now, what do you need for Gilui Shechina, Rabbi Yisrael? What do the Jewish people need in order to be zeicher Gilui Shechina? What brings the Shechina, and what sends the Shechina away? No? Simcha? Something else. Simcha is true. You need Simcha for that person who's going to be the Novi, who's going to get Gilui Shechina. What do we need on a national level in order to have Gilui Shechina? Achdus! Ish echad b'leib echad! Then we're zeicher Matan Torah. Without Achdus, we're not. What destroyed the second base of Mikdash and the last vestige of anything that connected us to the Beirei in a public way? No? Senasino, which is what? The opposite of Achdus. Thank you. Opposite of Achdus. We start off in Lashon Aramis after we make Kiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here. Aramis is to symbolize that the Beirei is here with us. Otherwise, we'd be speaking in Lashon HaKadosh. So what are we going to say in order to help the Beirei stay? What are we going to say? Who? Kol Dichtin. Ayla Maisa, the door's closed. The door's locked. It's after Kiddush. It's not the issue of bringing in the person that should have been done already or could have been done already. We did Moshe Chitim. We've tried our best. What are we doing now? No, what are we doing now? This is trying to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a proclamation, as a declaration, as a statement, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yecha, Avinu Shema Shemayim. Avinu Shema Shemayim. Atata, our Father, Avinu Shema Shemayim. We really try our best to love all of your children. And if I could, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yecha, everyone's invited into my home to the best of my ability, wherever I'm holding now, to the most honest and sincere statement that I can make. Kol Dichvin Yesev Yecha. Everybody makes a statement. Nobody's inviting anybody in. Everybody's making a statement. Every person at the Seder, guest or not guest, balabayas or not balabayas, everyone's making the statement, Kol Dichvin Yesev V'Yechel, door open, door closed, it makes no difference. Kol Dichvin Yesev V'Yechel, in Aramis, because we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the room, and we wanted to stay in the room, because we're telling him in Aramis, Kol Dichvin Yesev V'Yechel. So Mela, the person can understand what the Arizal is talking about now. It was a minig v'hafor yachad kameichad being said the binarein was a kinin a neleich. By Pesach bedafkir is moschitim. By Pesach bedafkin is most chitim, kishachod belevechod. The whole concept is because that's what the Seder is supposed to be about. Because we're trying to start again Klal Yisrael's birth. And Klal Yisrael's birth is with a relationship to the Beirei. And a relationship to the Beirei is only going to happen if we are interested in everybody in Klal Yisrael. Zok the Sharet Siyan, going back to the beginning of this year, Zok the Sharet Siyan. What's it like if somebody's sitting at a Seder on gold chairs and silver bechers and incredible kittel and beautiful pillows and expensive wine and wonderful matzah, and next door is sitting somebody with kamat nothing to eat? And what's the real mashal? The real mashal is when I said over this diak in the Mishnah in the Sharet Siyan, when people came to me and told me, what's the real mashal? The real mashal is the father who has two sons. One son is a multi-zillionaire with two kids. And one son is poor with 10 kids. Oh, with 2 kids and 10 kids and 10 kids and 10 kids and 2 kids and 2 kids, it makes no difference. And the father sees the son, who's the multimillionaire, has kol tuv shavoylam, and his brother lives next door with nothing. What does a father feel? What does a father feel like who has two sons, and one son has the ability to help and doesn't lift a finger to help? It's a Shrek. You know what it is? In one word, it's a bazillion. In English, it's embarrassing. I'm a father. Two sons. One's a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire. One's a pauper. He doesn't give his brother a nickel. Zok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the father. You're the children. He's sitting here starving. Remember the Lashon of the Sharet Siyan? But it's not my lashon. Sharet Siyan's lashon. He's sitting here, smeichim, mesubin, yoishvin, mesubin, kol echad hu ubeisai bereiv simcha, aniim, reivim, smeim, ein ze kovid lashem, ein ze kovid lashem. Where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not kovid lashem. Where's the kovid lashem? What kind of kavod Hashem is it? What does Hashem have to do with it? Leil Seder. Every night Hashem has everything to do with it. Leil Seder. Where's Hashem? What do you mean, where's Hashem? Hashem's right here in the living room. Ramatis Yol Solomon once said, unbelievable marshal. I think he said it was a true story. In Yiddish, the word is leider, leider. You know what leider, leider means? Leider, leider means unfortunately. Oy vey. Leider, leider. It was a building in Eretz Yisrael. 6 families. Some families were these type of yarmulkes, some families were those type of yarmulkes. And the raid got out that we'll say good Shabbos to each other, but you know, let's not have much to do with each other. These yarmulkes are here, and these with these yarmulkes are there, and those with those yarmulkes have those with their kids play with their kids, and those with those yarmulkes, their kids play with their kids. Good Shabbos, no interaction. And they find out, one of the people with one type of yarmulke finds out that one of the people from the other type of yarmulke, guess what they find out? They didn't recognize each other. They were brothers who survived the Holocaust. They didn't recognize each other. One got to talking this, one got talking that, one day they said, and they recognized each other. What happened? The kids started playing with each other. That's what Matthew Shaw Solomon said. It was a true story. Zakta Kurishbar, you are my kinder. I didn't say everybody has to be a robotic puppet image of every person. I didn't say that. But to get along, that you should have money and he shouldn't have money. And again, nobody's saying what the chiyuv is. The Shulchan Aruch already spells out 10%, 20%, this, that, whatever the chiyuv ma. But the heart, kol dichvin yesei v'yecho, means the heart. Where's the heart? Where's the mind? Where's the proclamation? Where's the declaration? Where's the statement? Vos meinich? Kol dichvin yesei v'yecho. Pal de gezach. Moos chitim. Versteht sich das Moos chitim? And bedavka in Pesach, versteht sich bedavka in Pesach? Pesach is different yontif. Two major averis in Klal Yisrael's history. Two major averis that have different dargis to them. One major avera that Chazal say that every time we are punished for doing something wrong, we get a little shake from this avera. Rashi brings it down a chumash. Egel. That's an avera bein Adam l'makom. Another avera that every time we engage in this, we also get a little shake from this avera. Sale of Yosef. Excellent, Aaron. Excellent. That's bein Adam L'chaver. Adam L'chaver. Unbelievable. Nissen Nigalu, Nissen Asidni Goyal. Isn't it amazing? What do you do before Halach Manya? We dip. What do we dip? Who? Siblin and Zaltzvass. Yeah. What's it called? What's it called? Karpas. Remember the word from several years ago? Bein HaMenoyach and the Rambam. Rashi and Chumash. What does Karpas represent? The Kesoides Pasim. Rashi says Kesoides Pasim is Karpas. Rashi uses the same word, karpas. Remember what karpas represents? Dipping. What did they dip? What did they dip? They dipped the ksoines, pasim into dam. There was a dipping. Forget about the fact that Rabbi Chanan says, you remember this incredible Rabbi Chanan says in Kevitz Bamorim, an unbelievable zach, only Rabbi Chanan can say such a thing, that the reason that there were blood libels throughout our history is a mida kineged mida, because we made a blood libel first, Rachman al-Islam. What a pella de gazach for Rabbi Chanan to say. What a pella de gazach for Rabbi Chanan to say. What a pella de gazach. We start off by reminding ourselves of the chet of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the chet bein Adam l'makom bein Adam l'chaveiro. And what do we do immediately after karpas? Yachatz, and then what? Halach manya. What do we say? What do we say? What? Kol dichvin. Kol dichvin. We're here in Golus because of a chet of Bein Adam l'chaveiro. We started to say that by reminding ourselves and trying to eradicate it from our system. First we hint to it by dipping, and then we try to destroy it by inviting. We hint to it by dipping, and we try to destroy it by inviting. So if we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the Seder, and if we say that when he's at the Seder, we start off with an incredible emphasis, which already started a month before we started worrying about Moos Chitim, which meant that we're concerned with every Jew that there is, we're concerned with our fellow Yidden, our brothers and our sisters, that they should have what to eat at the Seder. And then we have an issue of coming to the Seder and saying, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yivsach, Kol Dichvin, Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yivsach, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yivsach. And it means, at least in our hearts, that we want to invite. Says the Shaar HaTzion, it's covered Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to the Seder. So what do we want to do in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We dip to say we know, we recognize it was a chet. And then we invite to say that we recognize it was a chet, which we want to misakin, which we want to fix. And we say it B'Loshon HaRamis. Because we're maskim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to come to our homes, Leil Seder. And we want Him to stay, and we want to be able to accomplish. If we want Him to stay, and want to be able to accomplish, then we have to show that we mean it. And the only way we mean it is by showing that we care about Klal Yisrael. New Rabbi Yisai. Cholach manya, yacholu avasano, yara de mitzrayim. Kol dichvin, yesei v'yecho. Kol ditzrich, yesei v'yisach. If we do it, and if we mean it, hashata hocho, shana habo, v'yara de Yisrael. Hashata avdi, shana habo, b'nei chayrin. It's a quick jump right from the beginning of the Seder to the end of the Seder. It doesn't even make any sense, so to speak, superficially, to put this into Holach Manya. But we're making a statement. Kol Dichvin, Kol Ditzrich. We mean it to the best of our ability. And Hashem is there. It's covered Hashem. We want it to be there. If we mean it, Hashata Ochel, Shana Bobi Ari Yeshua, we'll be Mesak in the Chet. And if we're misakin the chet, or shata avdi, the shana abo b'nei chayr. So if there's a kina, like a kinnis, that hashata hocha, excuse me, they call dichvin yesei v'yecho, called ditzrich yesei v'yivsach, that the korban pesach is not here, called ditzrich yesei v'yivsach, the korban pesach is not here, korban pesach is not here. So we immediately try to say, but next year the Korban Pesach will be here. Hashata hocho, l'shona abo b'yardi Yisrael, l'shata avdi, l'shona abo b'nei chayrin. And as we began, the people in B'nai Brak are going to have to go to Yerushalayim. And so are the people in Tel Aviv. And even the people in Yerushalayim are going to have to go to Yerushalayim. We got to go to what was really Yerushalayim. And the halachas are going to be decided. Is Neve Yaakov Yerushalayim? Is Arnof Yerushalayim? Is this Yerushalayim? Is that Yerushalayim? All going to be decided. So when we come to the Seder of Yisai, we start off with this little paragraph. It's written in Aramis. It has this invitation. And has this statement. We come to the end of the Seder of Yisai. As I've said many times, people are invited to come to our home. When we say the words in Hebrew, L'shana Habo B'Yerushalayim, and L'shana Kodesh, L'shana Habo B'Yerushalayim, after we finish the entire Seder, with all of the mitzvahs, and everything that we've done, L'shana Habo B'Yerushalayim, because if we're able to Mekayim the Seder, then we're able to do it. The Brisker Rav, the Spitz representation, the paradigm, of a Litvak. And the Brisker Agoda says, that the only time he danced the whole year, we said this before, what happened Purim, what happened Simchas Torah, Chveisachlit. The Brisker Agoda says, the only time he danced the whole year was after he finished the Seder. After he finished the Seder. What an incredible statement we just finished. Shana Bobi Shalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's been in the house all night. try to mekayim the mitzvahs to the best of our ability, but we began the Seder by saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Dichvin Yesei, Kol Ditzrich. We meant it to the best of our ability, and it is challenging to really mean it, but we try to mean it to the best of our ability. Every Jew is invited to our home, Mamela HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to stay, and if he wants to stay in our homes, Mamela, by next year we won't be living in our homes anymore, unless we're Zoicha to live in Yerushalayim. Or the Zoicha to live in Eretz Yisrael, someone have to move, just for Pesach you have to move, you have to move the rest of the year, but we're living in Chicago. We'll be out of here. We'll be there. Bez Hashem Yisbarach with P.S. HaMashiach. We're not going to have to worry about what Rabbi Levin said about this one wanting to Rachman al-Islam with Nukas, and this one wanting to do this, and this one wanting to do that. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zeichet to the Geula Shleima of Emeirav Yameinu. Thank you all for coming. Rabbi Yisrael, we should be zeichet to a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.